This is the WHL This Week radio edition, presented by the Western Hockey League, the WHL broadcast partners. Here's your host, John Keane.
And welcome to the show. Ahead, three players, all different ages, excelling in their own right. 2019 NHL draft-eligible forward Peyton Krebs of the Kootenay Ice could be a first-round selection this summer. We'll learn more about him. Edmonton Oil Kings rookie Jake Neighbors is fresh off the World Under-17 Challenge representing Canada. He was also the WHL's Rookie of the Month for October. He'll be our guest. And 20-year-old veteran Riley Woods from the Spokane Chiefs, the WHL On the Run Player of the Week. He'll close out the show. First up, Kootenay's Peyton Krebs is one of several NHL draft-eligible players in the WHL getting a lot of attention. Brant Hilton leads off the show from Cranbrook.
All right, John, thank you very much. Brant Hilton alongside Peyton Krebs, highly touted prospect heading into the 2019 NHL draft. And Peyton, a lot of eyes are on you heading into the season, now during the season. And I'm just wondering how you manage expectations for yourself.
Yeah, I think going into the year, it's definitely an important year for all the 2001 born guys and any late birthdays. I think for me, I just got to keep working hard, having fun. I know I'm confident in my skills and what I can do on the ice, and as long as I keep working hard, I think everything else will fall in place. So yeah, I have a good group around me, and I'm thankful for that. And yeah, lots of great players I can move the puck to here, so I just want to keep working hard and having fun.
There's a lot of people that want to chat with you, whether it be interviews, etc. I'm just wondering how you drown all the noise out and just focus on yourself and playing hockey.
Yeah, like I said, you just got to kind of blur that out. Work hard as each and every day and try to get better. Everything I think is going to fall in place eventually. The season goes by pretty fast, so I think if you get caught up in that, you're just going to be get a little hard on your brain. I read this one thing on I think it was Players Tribune, and it was Johnny Gaudreau, and he said just if you compare yourself, you're going to go crazy. So I took that into note and just know that every player has their own skill set, his own plays, and if a team likes you, they're going to pick you. So I think just for me, just keep working hard, having fun, and play hockey.
You're off to a great start this season, 27 points. You lead the ice in assists and points. Playing on your line a lot this season has been Jagger White, a 20-year-old, and I'm wondering, just you guys have created quite a bit of chemistry. Where does that chemistry come from, and how does he complement your game?
Yeah, I think Jagger's a good player. He's had a good start to the year so far. I think he struggled the past couple of years, but I think he's really turned up his game here. And I know he's a great player. He finds holes that I can move the puck to, and he can put the puck in the net. So it's pretty rewarding when you can have a guy like that for sure. Jagger White's a good player, and I'm happy to have him for sure. I think the chemistry just come from playing game by game, and like any player, you play with him, the more you know where he goes, and you can find the holes to feed him. So yeah,
I know speaking with head coach James Patrick a whole bunch of times, he describes you as one of the hardest working guys, tenacious and very driven. I'm just wondering where that hard work, that tenacity, and that drive to get better comes from.
Yeah, I think from growing up and with two brothers and a sister, I think you get that competitive nature right when you're young, whether it's in the basement. I think I get a lot from my mom. She's super competitive. We make things that probably shouldn't be competitive. Like, I think just going on a walk to the grocery store maybe one day, and we're trying to see who's more in front on the walk. Like, it gets a little handed sometimes, but I think it's just having always don't have that winning mentality, and I think I get that a lot from my mom, and she never wants to lose, and neither do I. So it gets pretty fun. Yeah.
Peyton, as always, thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
You're listening to the WHL This Week radio edition.
If you haven't heard of Jake Neighbors just yet, you will. The WHL Rookie of the Month for October has helped the Oil Kings to top spot in the Central Division. Andrew Peard has more from Edmonton.
Thanks, John. Joined now by Edmonton Oil Kings forward and reigning WHL Rookie of the Month, Jake Neighbors. And we'll start right there, Jake. Get off to a great start in October in your rookie season with the Oil Kings. Just what went so right for you in October?
Yeah, I think coming into the season, I wanted to have a strong start. That's something you want to focus on in the off season, and You know, obviously it went pretty well. I mean, playing with guys like Fixie and Kemper, they make it easy on you to put up good numbers, and you know, it was good to have some success early on.
You got into a bunch of games last year as a 15-year-old. How much did that help you coming into this year, having a little bit of experience ahead of time?
Yeah, I mean, it's huge that I got some experience last year. It makes me more comfortable in the room and with some of the guys, and it transfers to having comfort in my game, so I think it's really important.
You mentioned playing with guys like Trey Fix-Wolanski, Brett Kemp, Vince Lasciavo, and the sorts. And, you know, it's not always easy to be put into a top-line role like that, especially at 16. But how have those guys helped you transition here in your first year in the league?
Yeah, they make it really easy on me. I think pretty much when you're playing on line with such skilled guys, you just kind of give them the puck and work around them. And it's important that I think I get those opportunities. It feels good. It gives me confidence in my game. And like I said earlier, it's easy playing with them, so...
Most recently, you're at the World Under-17 Challenge out in New Brunswick. Tell me about that experience, obviously getting to put the Maple Leaf on your chest for the first time, and of course, for you, accompanied with a captaincy. What was that experience like?
Yeah, it was surreal. I mean, you always dream of putting on the Maple Leaf, and to have the C on my chest was something special for sure. But, you know, it was we had 20 leaders there, so it wasn't a hard job to be the captain on that team. I mean, it's a great group of guys. It's some of the best in the world, and it was a great experience. I mean, hopefully I get to do it again, and, you know, it was surreal.
What was it like? You got to play with some Central Division rivals on that team, Connor McLennan, Luke Prokop, kind of jump off the page initially. Just how was it to be on their side of things?
Yeah, I mean, I played with them before. We played on the same team in Bantam, so it's good to kind of catch up with those guys, and I think that's one of the best parts of those kind of tournaments is you get to see some of the guys you haven't seen in a long time, and at the same time, it's kind of different. You see them on the other side of the red line in warm-ups kind of thing, so it's a lot different.
And just kind of take me through things. I thought your team performed really well in the round robin, and then just one of those things where it's kind of one game elimination. Was it one of those things where you know, you have one off night, and the next thing you know, your tournament's over?
Yeah, exactly. I mean, I think we just lost the wrong game. I didn't think we played a bad game in the quarterfinals at all, and maybe deserved a better fate. But yeah, like you said, in tournaments like that, they say the biggest game is the quarterfinals. So just happened to lose that one in a skills competition there. So.
And you come back to the Oil Kings. The team's still rolling along. How exciting is it to be kind of on a team right now, competing near the top of their division?
Yeah, I mean, they had a lot of success when I was gone and when I was here. So I'm glad they kept it going, and I'm really excited to be back now and to be a part of it again.
Thanks for this, Jake, and congratulations again.
Thanks, Andrew.
From the drop of the puck to the Edschanout Cup, this is the WHL This Week Radio Edition.
The Everett Silvertips are having some early season success. Recently, the team swept a three-game and three-night weekend in three different locations. Atop the U.S. division, assistant coach Harry Mahood explains their motivation.
We have that 10,000-pound, you know, giant pink elephant in the room with that success. That team went to the finals last year, and all the tradition that's built in Everett. So, you know, we have a veteran group back, but we also have, you know, 9 or 10 guys that are feeling their way through that process, and that's what we're seeing. We're seeing some emergence, and we've been talking a little bit. Like, full credit goes to our scouting staff, because they've been able to kind of restock the shelf with players that they believe in, and those young guys are really showing themselves to come to the forefront right now.
Does it take a certain type of player that is more favorable to play within the structure that Everett plays, or can you teach the structure and the puck support to any player that comes around?
Yeah, I think the most important thing is availing yourself to getting better and playing the game. Maybe not all the time the way the game is being played throughout the world, but certainly within a structure and a system. If you buy in and play and get to the simple things, you can grow your game and be an important part of it. Of course, players in this league are learning and they're growing, and they need time to mature. But the quicker they have their coming out party, the better it is for everybody. So we allow them to make their mistakes, but the encouragement is there every day. And, you know, we were at our meeting this morning, and, you know, we've had this kind of battle cry for 3 weeks about I love hockey. And, of course, what that means is, you know, I love the three-day bus trips and coming to Kamloops, going to Seattle, coming back to Kamloops, and, you know, getting up to, you know, do all our meetings and everything else. If you don't love all that, it's very difficult to do all that. So this is the type of mindset we've tried to share with our kids.
The Western Hockey League Player of the Week.
Spokane Chiefs forward Riley Woods is the WHL On the Run Player of the Week after putting up 6 points in Victoria last weekend and joins us on the line from Spokane. Riley, it's been a breakout season for you, 15 goals already to this point, and now an overager, now a veteran in the WHL. Things must be slowing down just a little bit for you so far this season.
Yeah, I've been feeling pretty good in the past few games here. It was a great one win in Victoria there. I was putting the puck in the back of the net, and I know our line has been connecting with a lot of chemistry there, and it's been pretty good.
I know Spokane has had some different players, some injuries and things like that, so who have you been playing with here lately?
I've been playing with McIndoe and Chorney. McGree just got a concussion there, so the line's been switched around, and our guys have been stepping up in the spots, giving opportunities, and they've been doing really well.
Hey, all of a sudden you're a 20-year-old in this league, and you've bounced around. You were in your hometown of Regina with the Pats, and then a trade sent you out to Spokane, where now it looks like you're flourishing here. But how's the whole run and now your 20-year-old season been in the Western Hockey League?
No, it's been really good. No, I started off in Regina there. I didn't play too much, but I think it was one of the best opportunities for me to come to Spokane. I know I'd have been given a lot of opportunities, and I've been filling my role, so it's been really good.
You know, it's funny. As a Prairie guy, sometimes I think you're going to a U.S. market in the U.S. division, it can be a little bit daunting. For you, was there any trepidation, and how's it been in Spokane there for you now?
Oh, it's been really good. No, I was a little bit nervous at the start there. I know you got to meet new guys on the team and whatever, but I found a nice hot spot there, and I know a lot of the guys are really good here, and no, it's been good ever since.
Riley Woods, WHL On the Run Player of the Week, joins us after 6 points on the weekend. It seems you guys have found ways to win. I know the other night you were a bit behind the eight ball in Seattle, down 2-0 in the third, but found a way to come out on that game in overtime here. Take me through that Tuesday victory in Seattle.
Oh, it was really good. No, we were down 2-0 after two periods there. And no, we scored, I think, late in the third period with Smee's goal, and then we tied it up 2-2. It was a great comeback by the guys. No, good teams find a way to win, and we did that that night.
Riley, that U.S. division is a gauntlet this season. We talk about that the Chiefs are a good team this year, but Everett and Portland have put together good stretches here lately here. So, boy, there's no nights off in the U.S. division this season, I'm thinking.
Yeah, it's a very tight division. The other divisions have a few other weaker teams, but, you know, I think it's always the States division that has the toughest go, but I know we're all pretty tight, and every game matters.
It seems that a lot of people are picking Spokane to be right there at the end when it counts. You lost Jared Anderson Dolan here long-term with an injury here, and he didn't come back to you for a long time there after an extended stay with the LA Kings here. So how's Spokane handling with this adversity? You mentioned Jake McGrew, the latest to go down with an injury.
Yeah, I know it's we have a couple of younger guys that I know coming up and given new opportunities, they have to fulfill their roles. And you know, it's a tough tragedy having no Jad out and McGrew out right now, but we just got to work through that. I know a little bit of adversity isn't a bad thing, and I think we're handling it very well.
All right, well, nice feather in your cap as the WHL On the Run Player of the Week for the first time in your WHL career. Riley Woods, thanks for being our guest here on WHL This Week.
Thank you very much.
Hey, that's the show. Want to say thanks to our guests, as well as thanks to Brand Hilton in Cranbrook and Andrew Peard in Edmonton for their help. I'm John Key. Thanks for listening.
This has been a presentation of the Western Hockey League in cooperation with the WHL Broadcast Partners.